The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Alrighty, it is Friday, 8:40 our time. Been talking lately about the open enrollment period for Medicare. This is an important time. A lot of important decisions to be made. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about some of those decisions, especially when it comes to the impact of rising prescription drug prices, founder and chair of Protect Our Care, also served in the Obama administration as a senior counselor to the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, Leslie Dock on the line with us right now. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you. This is important information. People have a lot of questions right now, especially when it comes to the impact of rising drug prices.
They do, because it makes such a big difference in their lives. Costs them too much money and, makes them skip their doses.
We have heard about the Inflation Reduction Act. How is that going to benefit people in the year ahead?
Now, just as you said, Medicare open enrollment is now underway, and 65 million Americans are going to be making choices about their benefits. This bill, signed by the president President Biden last year, is going to make a tremendous difference in saving Medicare beneficiaries hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. First, it caps the price. It prohibits the drug companies from raising prices faster than inflation. It caps the monthly price of insulin at $35 a year, a tremendous saving for people with diabetes. It gives Medicare the power to negotiate for lower drug prices, which is going to save over time hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for anyone on these very high expensive drugs. And it takes critical vaccines, like the vaccines for shingles that used to cost hundreds of dollars, and they're now free. So Medicare is better than ever. People will be saving money on their drugs.
Along with Medicare, though, during this open enrollment period, people have a lot of important decisions to make. What else can be done to further protect patients?
Well, there's a lot more work that can be done, just as you said. You know, one of the things we need to do is actually extend these benefits to everyone in America, not just to people on Medicare. And that's going to take another political fight because it was the drug companies who kept Medicare from being able to negotiate for lower prices all these years, although every other part of the government is able to do that. So we're going to need help, frankly, from citizens to demand that these same savings that people now are going to receive in Medicare, that they receive that no matter where they get their insurance. And that means going to tell your congressperson how important that is.
Do you think there is the political will to do that? I mean, I feel like we've been talking about fixing our health care system, making things better for consumers of medical care and prescription drugs for a long, long time, and still nothing seems to happen. What's it going to take?
Yeah, well, I think we've had some important achievements. We passed we now have the Affordable Care Act, where we see, 14-15 million Americans now being able to afford the health care they need, getting a lot of financial assistance from the government and being protected from pre-existing conditions. That's made a big difference in people's lives. The Inflation Reduction Act is going to make a big difference in people's lives by reducing the cost of drugs and also just giving people the ability, therefore, to protect themselves, like go get your shingle shot before you might not have because it was too expensive. So I think we've made progress, but every time it's been a big fight. And every time, even after it's passed, a lot of members of Congress who opposed them at the beginning are trying to get rid of it. So I think it's going to take work. I think people need to go up to their member of Congress, and if they voted for the Inflation Reduction Act, say thank you. If they voted against them, tell them they're upset about it. But we're making progress, but there is a lot more to do.
What are some other benefits available in 2024 as people are starting to look at their plans and their options for the next year when it comes to Medicare?
Yeah. So to be specific, and some of these have already started in 2023, people are going to see these monthly caps on insulin. And the good thing about these things is you don't have to do anything about it. You just need to realize that you have them and therefore take full advantage of the fact that you can now afford your insulin. These vaccines will continue to be. So go get your vaccines. You don't have to do anything, but go get them. And then the Medicare negotiations, that is underway as well. It's already begun, so we'll see savings there. So the good news is that Medicare is better than ever. And on the pharmaceutical drug side, people don't have to do anything. They just will see these benefits, and they will get the relief.
Leslie, where can people go for more information?
Medicare has a very good website. I'm on Medicare. I use it all the time. It's simply medicare.gov. They also have a great and call center, a strange thing, particularly in the government, but they do. So please, people should call. And then if they want to get involved in trying to make the laws better, please reach out to our website, protectourcare.org.
All right. Leslie, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Take care, Paul.
You bet. Bye-bye.